Now to the pasuk, Einei choil eilecha yisabehu, va'ato noisein lohem etz ochlom bi'itoy. An interesting pasuk. The pasuk is basically saying that everybody is turning to Hashem for their food, and you give them their food in the proper time. Now, if we really think about it, the average person is not even thinking that I have to turn to Hashem for my food. And surely not the animals and all the insects and everything else in the world. So what's this? Einei choil eilecha yisabehu. Everybody's turning to you for their food. So the Metta Mabit says, it doesn't mean consciously they are turning you to you for the food, because many of the Briyas don't recognize it. And unfortunately, many of humanity that should recognize it don't bother, for whatever reason it is, to make themselves aware and feel this way. But the fact is that this is what we're saying. The fact is that everybody and every Bria in the world has to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like I said, instead of that, they're turning to the intermediaries between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and themselves, whether it be the boss or the one who the farmer or the animal and the different things that they rely on. But the one on top of everything, on the top of that pyramid of bringing the food to every Bria, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something for us to think every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisein ochlam bi'itoy. Every Bria that Hashem created gave the food in the right time, in the right place. If you just pay attention, you read books about even in nature, how every animal that was created, every insect that was created, has its food set up around it, all kinds of complex ways that they find the food. Sometimes you have birds that are flying from one side of the world to the other side of the world to get to the habitat that is natural for the feeding. And you have this animal that has a sense of smell that can smell from miles away. I think the polar bears, they say, they can smell from miles away because they live in a habitat that food is not close by. So Hashem gave him that sense of smell. Another one could run fast. Another one could has a special vision that they could trap things and they could see things from wide, far away and home in on them. And us, we don't have any of those special talents because we don't need them. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave us that set up society in a fashion that when we need to eat, we have what we have to. what we have. We don't have to go scavenging around to look for it. Just go to the store and pick it up. That whole system that is set up by humanity is B'chas Tei Hashem, we put into our minds to organize ourselves in such a fashion. It's not something that happened by itself. Human beings made it. Human beings don't do anything. We use the koiches that Hashem gave us to do certain things. But this was a system that Hashem put into the world. So we should have everything the way we want. So when we say this pasuk, remind ourselves, when I get up in the morning and I have breakfast at my table, or lunch, or dinner in the evening, it's not stam. It's not something that I brought. It's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu set up with his Roiv Chochma, the whole system of making the food and processing and bringing it to me and getting it to my table. That's all Hashem from Kodesh Baruch Hu, noisin es ochlam be'itoy. How thankful we should be for all these things we have, not just take them for granted. The less we take things for granted, the more simple we'll have in our lives, the more excitement we'll have to do our Vodas Hashem properly, the more we'll make a pleasant atmosphere within our homes. That is the most basic thing, which is so necessary, which we're mentioning time and again. That pleasant atmosphere in our homes, that's what keeps us all healthy, physically healthy, and emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy. And when it comes from that, when our family sees, we just get up in the morning, eat breakfast or lunch or whatever it is we're eating, and make a comment and a good feeling. Baruch Hashem, we have food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me food. And I'm from those that are on a high madrega. The rest of the world should be turning to Hashem for their food. Yisabeiru. But they're not. I am the one that does it. When I make my bracha, I'm making a bracha that Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me this fruit, gave me this bread. And with that, at the end, Beir Samozin, I'm espoused that Hashem should continue giving me mozin. So I'm bemet, always turning to Hashem and connecting with Hashem, even through the mundane act of eating. We should be zeicher to appreciate these things and have the simchas achayim, the shefa brocha, kol yimei chayinu.